Thanks for hitting that button. You are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right, guys, you ready to rock? Are you excited? Well, sit back and enjoy. And welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. Hope everyone's having a great day. We have a great episode in store for you. So sit back and enjoy the show.
During World War II, I was in prison in a Nazi camp. I died there, or so I thought. Instead, I became a creature of the dark world. Now I fight to protect my daughter. I am Marcus the Vampire. The book is now available at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com and RetortoFamilyBooks.com.
Hi, this is Brandy Alexander, and you are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right, everyone, and welcome back to the Mark the Shark Show. Today, we got a special guest, Simon Pobble. We got a pretty interesting topic. I know you got a book out about it, but what intrigues me about it is it has to do with investing. And anybody who knows me knows I like to make money.
I think we all enjoy about that. Yeah.
Now, so what Simon's here to talk about is investing in gold. I don't know too much about it. I usually do stocks. Lately, I've been more into ETFs because I'm tired of like picking stocks and watching them tank. So I just figured it's easier. Into ETFs, actually. And some bonds lately because their interest rates are higher. And more ETFs than mutual funds because if ever I want to do a cover call on it or buy a put on it, I can. So that's my strategy. So if you can, like, you know, explain to people why they should invest in gold, what are some of the pros and cons for it, then we can get into your
Cool. Okay, now that's great. Well, I mean, let me kick off with, you know, gold's been around for thousands of years. And so for many people, it's a kind of a new opportunity that's been around for thousands of years, which is kind of like messes with your head a bit. Because people generally, if they're investing in something new, they like it to be shiny, new, like crypto or something like that. But I, you know, personally, I worked in the city, I worked in property. You know, to be honest, I made my money in property. And I kind of like, you know, with interest rates going up, inflation going up, I wanted to find, you know, another area where I can invest money. You know, I don't think anyone says put all your money in property, all your money in gold, all your money in equities, but I think you want to have a diversified approach to investing. And very, very few people have got any exposure to gold. And I think one of the reasons of that is a bit of a misconception. They think that, you know, investing in gold means you're going to have gold bars lying around the house and things like that. That just, you know, you don't do that. That's and there's many ways you can invest in gold. I use a sort of fancy football kind of format. So, you know, you can have a stadium, which for me is physical gold, which because some of my forwards have taken off, it means I've done pretty well and made a lot of money. For example, my daughter's school fees, they go into physical gold. It's a bit boring, but I view it as it's a global asset. So I kind of, you know, a bit of boring is not too bad. And then I talk about, you know, your goalkeepers, which are like global mining companies, quite often mining lots of different commodities, which have got, let's say, a market value of, you know, quite often $20 billion+. Then I've got defenders, which tend to be more like sort of $2 to $20 billion. And midfielders tend to be kind of $500 million to a couple of billion. And then your forwards, which are out and out explorers, which can be really small. Obviously, they're much higher risk than your goalkeepers in stadium. But the idea is you don't have too many. And so you have a team. And to do well at investing, at whatever you're doing, it tends to be a combination of things rather than just one thing. And so, you know, what I say to people is, look, if you want to get involved in the market, I think it's great. You know, it's been very kind to me. But, you know, you need to be sensible about how you approach it. And, you know, don't put all your money on red. Have a good spread of investments. And, you know, you need to strategize in terms of what you're going to do. And so, yeah, that's really what my book is about. I also got a couple of bonuses, which are what the big funds are investing in. So people can see, you know, so you mentioned ETFs and things like that. You can see what some of the ETFs are buying. And also, you know, what I view as my sort of six pillars of investing. So I think it's, there's a lot of misconceptions, and the whole idea of this is to try and clear some of that up.
Yeah, that's interesting. I got some family members that actually have gold. Yeah, that's because they're in the jewelry business. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if you notice off the top of your head, do you know if there's any like companies that are in the S&P 500 that are involved in gold directly?
I have to be very careful about talking about individual companies for regulatory reasons. But I mean, what I use in my book is I use something called the Bridge System, which is an acronym for balance sheet, resources, infrastructure, diversification, grade, and exploration potential. And I think whenever you're looking at a company, you need to look at those things. To be honest, if a company is in the S&P 500, chances are it's a big, big producer, most likely a goalkeeper, maybe a defender. So it's going to tick all of those boxes without too much digging around. You tend to find you have to kind of do a bit more work on the midfielders and certainly on the explorers. The answer is there's probably a handful of companies on the S&P. What I like about them, you know, you can't print gold and for that matter, other commodities. And the fact that they are, if you look at the Goldman Sachs Commodity Index, which I know is heavily weighted towards energy, but even then, I think that I'm a great believer in cycles, and everything seems to be pointing towards sort of commodities and having some exposure to gold in your portfolio. And as I say, very few people do. So I'm kind of banging the desk saying, come on, you know, at least look at it. And you know, that's really what this is all about.
Well, what about in terms of how gold is, like, you know, like with bonds, you know, if the rate goes up, the price of the bond goes down, and so forth. How does that work with gold? Does it do better in times where there's inflation, or does it do better when there's no inflation?
Well,
does someone want to invest in gold? Like, what are some of the benefits?
You have to be careful. There's no guarantees about everything. You know, gold is, it's got a reputation of being helpful in times of inflation. But, you know, if you look at kind of, I think, property, bonds and equities where most people are, and you've got interest rates going up, then that's not great for leveraged product such as property. You know, property, typically you put 20-30% down and then you've got 70% leverage. So if interest rates are going up, your cost of actually maintaining that property have gone up significantly. Similarly, when interest rates go up, bond prices tend to go down. And so, you know, I'm not a great fan of that. And equities, you know, I was looking at the S&P and NASDAQ earlier, you know, they're not cheap. And so should you have some? Yeah, I see no reason at all why you shouldn't have any equities, you know. But I think that you need to be diversified. And I urge people to look at gold because, you know, it's a finite product. You know, you can't create it out of thin air. Physical gold, you know, it comes from outer space. I mean, it's in the Earth's surface. You know, what I also like about it, again, there's no guarantees, but the all-in sustainable cost is around $1,250, and the price is $1,950-ish. So logically, using basic economics, you know, if you buy some, can the price go down? Of course it can. But if it goes down to a certain point, then people will stop producing. There's no point producing at a loss. And basic economics would suggest if there's fewer people producing, then supply will go down. If supply goes down, then your price tends to go up. Again, no guarantees, but you know, there's an awful lot of logic there.
So what is your vehicle of getting into gold? Do you do ETFs on, I don't know, gold mining companies, or do you buy contracts, or do you invest with, I think they call them MLPs, master lease something? Pretty much like you, if they're like high risk investments where you can invest, like usually people do it when they want to invest in oil. Stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I like investing. To be honest, I don't like ETFs personally because I don't like the counterparty risk. ETFs have to have a lot of links in the chain. You've got trustees and custodians and all that sort of thing. And if one of those links falls apart, you know, if let's say one of those links is a bank that goes bust or whatever, then, you know, question mark, what happens to your ETF? What I prefer is to either hold and store and insure physical gold with someone in the UK, which is where I'm based, but you know, if you're in the US, you do in the US or wherever. Obviously you want someone with a good reputation. And then outside that, I tend to buy equities. Now I appreciate equities go up and down with the equity market, but at least if you're buying into a gold producer, silver producer, whatever it is, you're actually buying into their future cash flow. And one of the things I love about this sector is, you know, most of these companies, you know, they've got mines that have got a mine life, you know, 7, 10, 12 years. And obviously, you know, sometimes that goes up, sometimes it goes down, but you can see cash flow. But, you know, you're not talking about worried about someone coming out with new gold and your company being screwed. You don't have that with gold companies. They've been, you know, gold's been around for thousands of years. It's inherently valuable globally. So, you know, wherever you go in the world, if you've got a gold bar, that is valuable. I don't think the same can be said for, you know, let's say a phone. You know, if you're in the middle of nowhere and you've got no reception, I don't think a phone is massively valuable.
Yeah. Now, how does gold compare to other similar investments like silver or something, right? Some invest in silver.
Silver tends to be a lot more volatile because, you know, there's a lot more silver than there is gold, and silver's got more industrial uses and things like that. So you tend to find the price of silver is pretty volatile. But I actually like, you know, I like being diversified. So even though I'm championing gold, I actually like a lot of commodities, and you know, I wouldn't put all my money in gold, but I think there's a lot to be said for having, you know, a decent exposure to gold, exposure to silver. I've had exposure to lithium, copper, nickel. You know, there's lots of different commodities, and I think by having exposure to a lot of them, not only exposure to a lot of them, but if you invest in different companies, you then have different currency exposure. So for me, you know, I've got huge exposure to sterling because of my house is valued in sterling. So I like the idea of having a diversification, so different commodities, different currencies. You know, I don't have all my money on red.
Now, when you do these investments, right, is it just pretty much you make money on the sale, on the back end, on the sale of the gold, or do you make money? I'm assuming, like, if you're investing in equities, do they offer like a significant dividend yield and you can make money while you're holding it?
That's a great point. Yeah, I mean, basically, your goalkeepers and defenders tend to pay dividends. And so, you know, that's part of the joy of having, you know, a good team, because, you know, your physical gold won't pay a dividend. You obviously hope it goes up in price, and I would view it largely as cash. Then you've got your goalkeepers and defenders that pay dividends. Your midfielders, depends where they are, some will, some won't. And your forwards clearly won't. So, you know, looking at the bigger picture, you've got some that are giving you income and some are very much more, you know, about capital gains. But, you know, I'll give you an example. I picked a company called Chalice. And I picked several like this. Everyone is not as explosive as Chalice, but that went up 65 times. And so, you know, if you put $1,000 in it, if you bought when I was telling people about it and sold at the top of the market, you would have, that £1,000 would become £65,000. So $65,000, sorry. And so, you know, what I say to people is, you know, you want to have diverse forwards, you know, not all your money in forwards, but, you know, have a bit of everything. So you've got a nice bit of diversity.
Let's talk about your book a little bit. I got to get my glasses on. So let me see if I could, I got your. I had your website up.
Yeah, I've got something called the Gold Package now, which is, it's basically what I've got is a beginner's guide to investing in gold. So what I'm trying to do for people is to try and get them started. They can either buy the book, which basically tells them all they need to know, or if they join me on the gold program, then I'm a bit like, you know, I've got my foot on their backside, and I'm sort of making sure that they do what, yeah. What they should be doing.
This is the website now, right?
That's right.
Brookvillecapital.com. And then
if you buy the book, if you click on that, yeah. So yeah,
this is the investment guide to learning everything. And then what's the gold program? Is that like
the gold program? That's really, as it says there, that's really turning the knowledge you get from the book into action. You know, if you're a very motivated person who doesn't need me, then you've got everything you need in the book, to be honest, to take things forward. But if you want someone to kind of be on your case, then what I do as a goal program is I kind of talk people through what they need to do to get started, and then I kind of have there's a fortnightly newsletter. So the first one is getting people started, and then I've got a few which is really trying to explain how the market works to try and get their kind of knowledge up to speed. And then I kind of help them build their team and tell them the kind of things I look for. So as I say, it's in the book, but if they want someone to help them, then that's what the gold program's about.
Okay. Now, is this book just available on your website, or is it available like on Amazon?
No, well, it's, to be honest, I've just got it on the website at the moment. So if they just go to the website, they can buy it on the website. And, okay. You know, what I suggest they do is, you know, read it. It's only 97 pages. You know, it's not going to take you too long. And if you're happy that you can get started, and you want to get started, you know, off you go. But if you want someone to sort of get on your case a bit, then you want to sign up to the Gold Program, and you know, that's what I do.
Yeah. So for everybody like listening to the podcast, you could go to brookvillecapital.com, and you just go to the top of the page, and he's got to buy the book or the Gold Program, and it's in e-book format, so it's, you know, you can get it and put on your tablet or whatever.
Exactly. And I think one of the things, bizarrely, when I put it together, this list of the big positions that some ETFs and big funds have, and in that I've also got a link to a lot of funds and what their positions are. And that's actually phenomenally valuable. I mean, you know, I talk about the gold package, you know, £97. I think that's pretty cheap, to be honest. Yeah. And so, you know, if you buy the gold package, you get all of that. So I think it's pretty good value, to be honest.
Okay. So the book helps is pretty much anybody who's got like no knowledge to people who have maybe have a little knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, program that to guide them along so they can learn.
It's, you know, I'm a professional investor. I have to do it for a living. So, I've written the book as basic as I can. If people don't understand it, I'd be surprised. But if they don't, there's either a 30-day money back guarantee, or if they want to, they can get in touch with me. And you know, if there's something that's not clear, first of all, I'll make it clear to them, and secondly, you know, the good thing is it's an ebook, so I can then go in and make it clearer in the book if it's a bit complex for people.
All right, so guys, whoever is listening to this podcast, I highly recommend you guys checking out his website, because like we've been talking about, diversifying your portfolio is very important. Not put your eggs, your money, your lifelong dreams, whatever your plans are for that money, college education for your kids, whatnot, retirement, in one basket, whether it be stocks, bonds, or even commodities such as gold or silver, whatnot. Because you never know what happens. So, and always, you know, make sure you read the prospectus or whatever it is that you're planning to invest in, and use your best judgment. All right, Simon, it was great having you on the show. I look forward to having you again in the future if you ever put out any other books or want to come back and talk about other investment alternatives. Because like I said, I have a big fascination of making money.
No, it's, you know... I've made a lot of money doing this, and I think people should, you know, they should look at it. You know, if all you do is bonds, property, equities, even you do a bit of crypto, you know, you should really look at gold and commodities. It's not as complex or as crazy as a lot of people think it is. It's really simple.
And that's the other thing I'll recommend to people. I think this idea that I have came from Warren Buffett. I think I got it from one of his books or something that someone wrote about him. I don't know if it was his book or whatever. Invest in things that are easy to understand. If you don't understand it, don't do it.
And what
Simon's offering here is he's offering a book that gives you guidance on what gold is, how to invest it, and why you should invest it, so that you can be more knowledgeable and find an alternative.
What makes me smile sometimes is, you know, you're Olympics, you're going for the gold medal, you know if you're looking after a child, they've been as good as gold. When you retire, you've got your golden years. I think someone somewhere is telling you should be looking at gold.
Exactly. All right, everybody, appreciate, keep listening to the podcast, and we'll look forward to having you sign in next week for the next podcast episode.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Mark the Shark. I want everybody to know that not only do I have this podcast, I have another podcast about the sport of mixed martial arts. So if you're into that kind of thing, check out my other podcast called The Mark the Shark MMA Show. And if you want to be on that show or this show, make sure you contact me on Facebook at Mark the Shark MMA Show. And that's my Facebook channel. Or you can go to my website, www.markwithac.com. Again, it's www.markwithac.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Mark_Ritorto2. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, underscore Ritorto, R-I-T-O-R-T-O, 2. And that's for Instagram, or Mark BJJ Fighter on Twitter. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channels. I got the Rockin' with Mark YouTube channel. That's Rockin' with Mark with a C again. Or the Mark the Shark MMA Show. All on YouTube. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast and keep on listening.
Hi, this is Scott Olgren, and you're listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
Are you looking for your next action thriller novel? Check out The Cabal, The Saga Begins. You can find it on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com or www.ritortofamilybooks.com. That's RITORTO familybooks.com. Again, check out the next great action thriller suspense mood book called The Cabal, The Saga Begins. This is to all you parents out there. Are you looking for a great book for your child to read? Well, look no further. Christina Ritorto has done it again by putting out a sequel to her first book in the Invisible Girl series. The sequel is called A Little Bit Louder. Get it now at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or RitortoFamilyBooks.com. Again, the book is called A Little Bit Louder, written by Christina Ritorto.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Driggs, and you are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
Hi, everyone. Well, fortunately, all good things must come to an end, and that's all we have for this particular podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you keep following my podcast here, the Mark the Shark Show. And keep listening and look out for future podcast episodes.